Going Linux, episode 474, Bluetooth devices.
Get your tech on, it's time to roll. Plug your cords in and take control. Say goodbye to the old routine. Linux is here, it's the future machine. No virus.
Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Bill.
Whether you are new to Linux, upgrading from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will provide you with valuable information and advice that will help you in Going Linux.
We hope that you find this and all our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and open source applications and using them to get things done.
If you want to send us feedback, you can email us at goinglinux@gmail.com, or you can use our voicemail line at 1-904-468-7889.
In today's episode, Bluetooth devices.
All right, Bluetooth devices. We'll get into that in a second, but how are things going for you, Bill?
Going good. Still running Majero Linux. I found out what was going on. It was operator error.
Okay.
I did not, the error, it kept popping up saying that this, update was unsuccessful and I couldn't, then I started looking back and it's like, oh, it told me to restart.
So that old restarting thing.
So I restarted it, did its thing, and it's been great ever since. Then we've been kind of dealing with real life thing for the past month, and so I said, you know what, I'm not going to update this at all for a month, and I just want to see if it's, everybody says you have to keep on top of Arch based stuff, and like, I'm not going to touch it for a month. So I updated it last night and went absolutely smooth, no issues whatsoever, working great. So I think that's mainly because they're a little more, they kind of, what do you call it, hold things back for just a little bit to make sure everything's running well. So I think that's why this was so smooth. But anyway, it's been running great. How about you?
I am doing well in a new location here, still in a big empty room, so there may be a little bit of echo. Forgive us if there is, but we'll take care of that hopefully by the next recording. And I was able to get my recording set up temporarily here in this big empty room, and things are working. And that's other than, all the issues around moving. Everything is going well.
Good.
So, shall we start with our episode here?
Yes. So, today we're going to be tackling something that sounds simple, but can sometimes feel like a puzzle. Getting your wireless gear to play nice with Linux.
Yes, Bluetooth headphones sometimes present connectivity challenges, including discovery issues, intermittent connections, and poor audio. Pairing across multiple devices can be complex as well, frequently needing repairing, compatibility problems between Bluetooth versions, and chipsets can cause connection failures. These troubleshooting tips that we're about to give you can help you find answers if you're experiencing any of these problems. And I have to say, for most people on Linux, Bluetooth isn't a problem, but when it is, you may just need some of these tips.
Yep. So this particular episode of Going Linux and number 474 draws its entire content from an article penned by Larry. For those interested in diving deeper into the subject, matter discussed in this episode, a direct link to Larry's original article can be found conveniently located within the show notes. This allows listeners to explore the source material firsthand and gain a more comprehensive understanding of the topics presented. And I did a lot of hard research. No, I just read the article and said, hey, these are great ideas. I'm going to put it in an episode.
Well, that's great. And I'm not sure I actually used a pen. You said I penned it. I keyboarded it or whatever.
keyboarded it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll say penned. I wrote it out. By definition, Bluetooth is a short-range, reliable wireless link between devices. Bluetooth technology offers a convenient and reliable short-range wireless link for connecting various devices together. In the past, setting up and managing Bluetooth devices on Linux systems could be a challenging experience, often requiring manual configuration and troubleshooting. However, significant advancements have been made in recent years and has been working just fine for a number of years, making the progress much more user-friendly and streamlined and graphical.
Modern Linux distributions now typically include a robust Bluetooth support out of the box with improved drivers and intuitive graphical interfaces. This means that users can generally just expect a much smoother experience when pairing and utilizing Bluetooth devices, such as keyboards, mice, headphones, and speakers. The days of complex command line configurations are largely behind us, replaced by simple point and click options within the system settings. This enhanced ease of use has made Bluetooth a more viable and practical option for Linux users looking to reduce cable clutter and enjoy the freedom of wireless connectivity.
And we're focused on the standard graphical method. If you can click an icon, you can do this. The guide focuses on the most straightforward and user-friendly approach to connecting Bluetooth devices, the standard graphical method. Forget about complex command line interfaces or obscure settings. If you're comfortable with clicking icons and navigating menus, you possess all the skills necessary to successfully pair your Bluetooth peripherals. We'll walk you through each step, ensuring a smooth and hassle-free experience.
One of the simplest things to check before troubleshooting Bluetooth, first confirm your computers have enabled Bluetooth adapter. Many systems have integrated Bluetooth, while older or custom builds may need an external dongle or card. Check the BIOS UEFI settings for a low-level enablement often accessed via delete F2, F10, or F12 during boot. Also verify it's enabled in your operating system. Examples would be like the Windows settings, devices, Bluetooth, and other devices. Linux system settings for Bluetooth. Most of the time, this is if you go to settings, you'll have it just it says Bluetooth. That's where you want to go. This initial check is a common time-saving troubleshooting step.
And usually on Linux, somewhere on the taskbar or the panel, as it's called, you'll see a Bluetooth icon. And that's where you can go to find those graphical settings. So let's talk about device readiness now. To connect a Bluetooth device, ensure it's sufficiently charged and in discoverable or pairing mode. This mode is typically activated by holding a specific button on the device, navigating the device settings, or consult the user manual, and you'll be able to find where that button is. Once prepared, the device can be detected by other Bluetooth devices, namely your computer.
All right, now let's dive into the graphical method. This is the easiest way to connect your devices. Step one, for the Bluetooth icon, look for the Bluetooth icon in the system tray panel, usually near the clock or networking icons. Click it to open the settings or menu. Step two, turn it on and search. Click the setting that says set up a new device, or it might say add a new device. This starts the search. Just a reminder, to make the device you're trying to pair, make sure that it is discoverable.
And remember, your device needs to be within about 30 feet of your computer to be found. Closer is better. Step 3, wait and find. Your device's name should pop up on the list displayed on your computer screen. If it doesn't appear immediately, use the refresh or scan button to try again. Steps 4 and 5, pair and confirm. Select your device and click pair or continue. Your device or computer may ask you to confirm a pairing key or PIN. Just click confirm or type in the requested number. That's it. Once paired, most devices will connect automatically whenever they're in range.
Okay, what if the graphical way isn't just working? Or if you are a seasoned Linux user who just prefers the command line.
Yes, we have some steps for you to follow there as well. And usually where I run into this, just as an aside for a second, is with keyboards, generic keyboards, or sometimes a mouse will not present itself when you set up pairing the graphical way. So these steps, if you have a device that's giving you that trouble, these steps will help you force it to connect, or to put it a little more kindly, this is the old school way of getting Bluetooth to work. Step 1, open the terminal. Step 2, to start the utility, type Bluetooth control and hit enter, and you spell that all lowercase, BLUETOOTHCTL, Bluetooth control. Step 3, find the MAC address. Use the scan on command to find your device's unique identifier, the MAC address. Then use scan off to turn the scanning off. Step 4, trust, pair, and connect. In the terminal, type the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, a space, and then the MAC address that you found in the previous step. Then when that is finished, you type pair, P-A-I-R, space, MAC address, and then type connect, space, MAC address. Using all of those commands should get you to where you need to go. So type exit. You might still have to enter a PIN, often just 0000 for many devices. So if the friendly graphical interface fails, the terminal is your powerful backup plan. And there are actually more details in the link to the article in our show notes. So please don't rely just on our description of what the steps are, but go to the article, check that out. It'll make sure that you don't miss anything.
Yeah, I kind of like the graphical one a little bit better. I've only had to do that once in all the years, and I forgot. You know, I'm ashamed to say I had to redo it again and say, oh, I forgot how to do that. I haven't had to do it for a while. So I know this is a little bit of a shorter one today, but we wanted to send one out about Bluetooth devices. Real life has been kind of interesting. So to kind of end this is, you know, Bluetooth devices on Linux can be set up using the graphical, which I recommend, or the advanced command line, which Larry recommends. No, not really.
No. use the graphical whenever you can.
Yeah, use the
graphical. It's easier.
The graphical method is much easier and recommended for most users. The advanced method, using tools like Bluetooth CTL in a terminal, is for troubleshooting specific devices, headless servers, or advanced configurations. And what's nice is Larry's article provides detailed examples for mastering the advanced method. Both methods are key for effective Bluetooth management, but I think what you're going to find is that you really don't have to use the advanced method very often. I've used it once. The Linux has come so far. We used to have problems with Bluetooth modems. If you're an old timer, you know what we mean by that. And do we still have problems with printers? I don't think I use a printer hardly ever.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with printers at all. These days, I connect it up by Wi-Fi rather than Bluetooth. And when the printer appears on the network and you log into your computer, these days, at least with Linux Mint, it appears immediately in the taskbar.
Oh, that's cool.
As a Wi-Fi enabled printer, and there's nothing to set up for the most part. You know, when I try to use a Canon printer, sometimes I have to install a driver because it's not in the kernel. But when I purchase a printer for myself, I buy an HP printer because I know the drivers are going to be there.
I have to just bring up one thing again. It's not Bluetooth, but just remember, you remember wind modems?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'd rather forget.
Yeah. Anybody that hasn't around, wind modems were a modem that required Windows to run. And so back in the older days, when you had to use a modem to connect to the internet, a lot of times, if you were installing Linux for the first time, your computer had a wind modem and you couldn't figure out why it didn't work. So those days were fun. But anyway.
Yes, you had to go buy an external modem.
Yeah. But the good news is you don't have to do that with Bluetooth. It pretty much works out of the box. And I had it paired with my earbuds the other day, just kind of listening to music as I was working around the house. So it works well.
It does. It does. And used to be when I was appearing on the old Computer America radio show, Craig Crossman would always say, don't use Bluetooth headphones. Don't use Bluetooth microphone. Just use a wired headphones because they work more consistently. I didn't really tell him that I was always using Bluetooth headphones. They were just that consistent.
You're a rebel.
I know. But there you go.
All right.
These days, you probably don't have to worry about any of these instructions, but when you do, they're there. You know where to find them. They're in the link in the show notes, or just search for the word Bluetooth on our website and you'll find it.
Yep.
Okay, hopefully that was helpful. And I think that brings us to the end of our episode for today, Bill.
Yep.
Okay, our next episode, as always, will be listener feedback. And until then, you can go to our show notes at goinglinux.com for articles and show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe. We provide the website for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done.
And if you'd like, you can participate directly with our friendly and helpful community members by joining discussion in our Going Linux podcast community on community.goinglinux.com.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
73.